This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon has been arrested. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Bannon and three others are accused of ripping off donors in an online fundraising scheme called We Build the Wall. The indictments were unsealed in Manhattan federal court. Prosecutors say the scheme raised more than $25 million to build a wall along the southern border. The indictment says it involved fake invoices and sham vendor arrangements. The project mentioned was for 3 miles of fence post in South Texas. It was ultimately built and largely funded by Fisher Industries. President Trump recently criticized that section of the wall after it showed signs of erosion. Bannon was pushed out of his White House job 3 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
At the White House, during a meeting in the Oval Office, President Trump sought to distance himself from Bannon, saying he hadn't had much to do with him for several years.
I thought that was a project that was being done for showboating reasons. I don't know that he was in charge. I didn't know any of the other people either. But it's sad. It's very sad.
At one time, Bannon served as the CEO of President Trump's 2016 campaign. A federal judge on Thursday cleared the way for Manhattan's top prosecutor to get President Donald Trump's tax returns, rejecting a last-ditch attempt by Trump's lawyers to block a subpoena issued to his accounting firm. At the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the decision, saying it is an ongoing part of a witch hunt.
Where people want to examine every deal you've ever done to see if they can find that there's a comma out of place. No president has ever had to go through this. The Supreme Court shouldn't have allowed this to happen.
The Supreme Court had returned the case to give Trump's lawyers a chance to raise other concerns about the subpoena issued by Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance, Jr. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden will formally accept the Democratic Party's nomination for the U.S. presidency in a few hours. In a speech that is expected to lay out his vision for the country, as he seeks to defeat President Donald Trump in November's election. The 77-year-old former senator and vice president during the Obama administration will deliver the speech in an event center in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. While the center will be mostly empty, Biden's speech will be delivered before his largest audience since the coronavirus pandemic forced him off the campaign trail in March. The speech, on the fourth and final night of the Democratic National Convention, comes after nearly 50 years in public office and two failed attempts to win the White House in 1988 and 2008. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny is in serious condition at a Siberian hospital. His spokeswoman suspects he was deliberately poisoned. Gloria So of Reuters reports.
Navalny, a lawyer and an anti-corruption activist, is a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin. He's helped release high-impact investigations into what he's claimed to be outrageous examples of official corruption and has served several stints in jail in recent years for organizing anti-Kremlin protests. Navalny's spokeswoman said he started feeling ill when flying back to Moscow from Siberia on Wednesday morning. He reportedly drank tea at a cafe at Tomsk Airport before boarding his flight, which later made an emergency landing so that he could be rushed to the hospital. His spokeswoman added that the 44-year-old Navalny is now unconscious, in intensive care, and on an artificial lung ventilator. She did not say who may have poisoned Navalny, but said that police have now been called to the hospital. Navalny and his allies had been busy preparing for Russia's regional elections next month, trying to increase support for candidates which they back.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. The number of jobless workers seeking unemployment benefits is again over 1 million. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The government says the figure increased to 1.1 million last week, following 2 weeks of declines. The latest number suggests the economy is still weak, more than 5 months after the COVID-19 outbreak. Even as some businesses have reopened and some sectors of the economy have rebounded, more and more people who have lost jobs think their losses will be permanent. However, the number of people who are receiving unemployment aid dropped by 700,000 last week to just under 15 million. Mike Hemp in Washington.
You can find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.